Hey, and welcome to the Weekday Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And honestly, our hope is that you would be encouraged. And my name is Bobby McGraw. I'm one of the pastors at Sugar Hill Church just outside of Atlanta. And myself and our team enjoy getting to come to you and just offering just a few minutes of just encouragement every single weekday. Well, we're going to dive in today, and we're wrapping up an idea that we've been calling all week long, the messy middle. It started with Sunday's teaching, so if you missed that, I would encourage you to check out our website and watch the replay of that or listen to it. But over the last couple of days, we've taken that concept and we've started to break it down, because here's the thing. A lot of times we get stuck in this messy middle. We've been there, where it just seems like we're not making any forward progress, where it seems like we're hitting dead end after dead end after dead end. We're banging our heads against the wall, and we wonder, is this the way it's always going to be? And so I hope, if nothing else, that hope has risen up inside of you, that it doesn't have to be this way, that things change, and they change by the choices we make. And honestly, the best is still in front of us. And so yesterday we talked about the process of change, but let me talk about today the product that happens from that change. And honestly, you get a brand new you. Now, I don't want that to sound cheesy, and I don't want that to seem surface level, but I'm telling you, if we take a step into the process like Gideon did, and if you missed any of these, please go back and catch up on them. But if you step into the process, something new happens inside of you. Something new begins to erupt inside of you, where you have that clarity, that you believe the challenge that God's with you, and you start making intentional forward motion, intentional choices. Something new happens. So let me just give you a few of these, and these come out of Judges chapter 7, so I'd encourage you to read the chapter. But a few things happen for Gideon that happened for us as well. And the first one is this: you get a brand new faith. You do. You get a brand new faith. One of the most famous parts of Gideon's story is him putting out different fleeces as basically a way of saying, God, I trust you, but I still have some doubts. God, I trust you. I don't really know how this is going to work. God, I trust you, but I'm still working through this. And this, again, happens also with the size of his army. When God tells him, you've got too many in your army. And Gideon's like, are you kidding me? There's no such thing as too many people in the army. And God says, yes, yes, there is. And what begins to happen over time is Gideon becomes a man of faith. And that happens in us. When we start working through this process, it gives us a brand new faith. And then there's a second piece that happened for Gideon that happens for us as well. We get a new focus. We get a brand new focus. When we first meet Gideon, his eyes are on the problems. His eyes are on everything's going wrong. Everything's falling apart. And that happens for us too. We get our eyes on everything else, about conditions at work, about problems in the neighborhood, about tension in our extended family. We get our eyes on so many other things that we forget that our focus ought to be on God himself, that God is with me, that God is in charge, that he's walking alongside of me. And if I'm a believer, he's walking inside of me. And so that becomes the new focus. Instead of focusing on my problems, I start focusing on the person of God. And so he ends up with this brand new faith. He ends up with a whole new focus, and it leads to a new fortitude, a new confidence, a new stamina, this new commitment. I'm going to stick with it. And so Gideon goes from whining in the wine press to becoming this valiant warrior, this deliverer of Israel, who ends up leading them to defeat the enemy, the Midianites. That confidence is unbelievable. And you can have that as well. That confidence that he gets is the result of the process he went through. It's the result of relationship with God. It's the result of trusting him. It starts with the process of change, but man, it leads to a brand new you. At the end of the story, we see a very different Gideon than we saw at the beginning of the story. At the end of the story, we see a very different outlook for the nation of Israel than we saw at the beginning. There was something new that happened. Here's the question I'd love for you to personalize and live with today. Here's the question: if I believe that God is really with me, how will I live differently? In other words, if I truly do believe that God is with me in this messy middle, what will I do differently? Now, what I do know is that when you're in the middle of the mess, it's tough. What I do know is that it seems so hard, but what I still know at the same time is that there's a God that loves you. There's a God that wants to have a personal relationship with you. There's a God that loves you so much and cares about that relationship so much that he sent his own son to die for you. And so the question is, if God is with you today, are you with him? Has there ever been a moment that you've willingly put your trust in him and said, God, I can't do this, but I know that you can. God, I know that I can't make up for all of this junk that I'm in the middle of, but I know that you can step into it, that you can forgive me, that you can restore me, and that you can use me. See, Gideon's story is unbelievable. He goes from this unlikely hero to being this valiant warrior that he was designed to be. And that's my prayer for you today. That's my prayer for me today, that we would be people that know that God is with us and we would live differently because of that. Well, I hope you have a great, great day today. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We gather at 9:30 and 11 live on campus. But if you can't join us on campus, you can join us online at live.sugarhill.church and also streaming live on Facebook Live. But I hope you'll join us also tomorrow for the Friday edition of the Weekday Podcast. Now, if all goes well, we've got a special treat for you. And so be on the lookout for that. That's going to be great fun. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.